Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
F you, liars. I have a hot wife.
And welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Good. F you, liars.
My second choice was I'm Spencer, and I want to swing with Joe.
Yeah, but you knew that I would get jealous if you said that.
He did say it. I mean, he said that. I was like going,
Oh, I know he did.
That was almost as bad as Jeff... Okay, guys, grab your balls.
hold the pole.
Hold the balls, no. Whatever he said.
No, he said you got to hold more pole or whatever it was. I wrote all these quotes down. I took notes.
All I know is Colleen just giggled and laughed for like that whole reward challenge. Or not reward, immunity challenge.
Oh, it was so funny.
I was like, it's funny, but I don't know if it's that funny.
I mean, it wasn't as funny as Deets Big and Long, but...
Oh, man.
Everybody grabbing their balls.
But I mean, it's been Jeff Probst has said that he gets great joy out of putting in sexual innuendos into whatever challenge he can, right? Hasn't he said that?
He has said that he enjoys making the inappropriate comments.
But anywho, we have a new episode of Survivor to talk about, and since I was representing our household in our HOA board up until just about the show started, Colleen took notes for this episode, and we'll be leading the recap today.
We were all there to represent. It just didn't quite work out that way.
Did you get voted out of the HO? Did you get voted out of the meeting?
Well, we brought Zach, and Zach was loud.
We brought Zach,
so.
And he was, he wasn't crying, he wasn't anything, he just, there were people talking, so he was, think of it like Comic-Con, when you guys had your panel. He can't be quieted. He can't
be
tamed.
I don't think the three people there were disturbed at all.
Oh, no. There was a lot of people there. Well, everybody's pissed about the trees being cut down and the parking situation. So, because...
I was talking about our Comic-Con panel.
I was talking about the panel.
Oh, the panel. Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably not. I mean, probably not. But the, 40 people at the Homeowners Association meeting were not having it. So, and plus, we walked in, 5 minutes late. And this is apparently the first meeting to ever start on time. And they were already into it. So, Zach and I ran around a bowling alley for 45 minutes. It was great.
Nice.
But anywho, regardless, we are here to talk about Survivor. And before we do that, we have a special thanks we got to give out to the people that make these shows possible. That's right. For a long time, we were off the air privately. It's where people paid to listen to our exclusive shows. Now they're open to everybody because of listeners like you that contribute over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. Currently, we have 94 patrons. We're only a few away from 100, which is incredible. And we're at $664.50 a month, which is the highest total we've ever been at yet. So big ups and big thank yous to all 94 of our patrons that make this show possible. If you would like to become a patron today, you can do that over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. We will take pledges in any denominations and whatever it is, the more you put in, the more stuff you can get at those levels. So definitely check that out over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. Without further ado, what do you guys say we get into our Survivor recap?
I like how you remember how to do it because I always like Amazing Race. I forget until the end. I go, oh, that's right. I forgot something.
And that's why you're going to be voted off the tribe.
Yay.
But Colleen, why don't we kick away this recap here?
All right. So we start at Takeo. And this whole episode begins with Cass talking about the different layers of relationships in Survivor while Savage sits there and sulks in the corner.
Savage, I really don't like these guys.
Savage declares, I'm not going to go down without a fight. Pieces of bleep.
Why was Savage sitting in the rain?
Because it made
to
him...
To add dramatic effect.
Yeah. Exactly. Who knows? But Savage tries to negotiate with the other tribe, the rest of his tribe mates, to take him to the merge. And he promises Spencer that he will never write his name down again. Does this make him the new Woo?
I promise, well, man.
Well, it means that he's not going to vote for Spencer to win win it all, right?
Oh, that would be beautiful if there was a callback. I said I'd never write a name.
Well, if he's never going to write his name down, then he can't for the final vote. When you're supposed to write their name down, does he go, oops, I said I'm against
exactly,
liars.
Exactly, and that's what I always hoped, that if Abby had made it to the final three and Wu had made it to the jury, I had always hoped that Wu would say, I said I wouldn't write your name down more than twice, so.
But when Savage said that, though, did anybody else feel like it was, why even say it at that point? Like, is that really going to get you trust back?
He was scared.
No, I get why Savage said it, but I'm saying, is that going to really gain him the trust back from Spencer? No.
He has to say it, but...
Does he, though, or is there a better play? Or is that the only play you have?
Spencer's kind of gullible this season.
That's pretty... that's
Woo
level.
He just wants to make a BFF, guys.
That's Woo level of gullible to take him back or to trust him.
But that's Woo level. Not Woo level. He just wants a BFF on this season.
Well, Savage was saying, about the liars, but he lied to Spencer the week before.
Well, exactly. I mean, again,
that's the game. He goes, well, these guys are professional liars. I'm just a lawyer.
I was going to.
Now, if you're a lawyer out there, that was just a joke. Don't take it. Don't sue me.
Most lawyers have a good sense of humor.
Really?
No, he's going to be sent a cease and desist order in the mail this week.
No, it's just really funny. I'm guessing that he doesn't do litigation or anything involving negotiations or something in his law practice. He's got to do corporate law, right? I mean, Playboy was his client.
He just dates hot women. That's all he does.
That's very true. She was a model, you know. But anyway, so Spencer, we've got the token, because you got to meet this quota every episode to get the Spencer confessional about how he's making new relationships that have saved him, and he's got a second chance, guys.
Yeah, whatever.
Everybody take a shot.
This is our second chance. It's our second chance. Johnny, man. Do it for Johnny.
the whole second chance shtick is a little old at this point, I feel. Do we need to keep hearing it over and over and over again?
In fact, if the next person says it, I want to vote them out.
It's going to be Spencer, I mean.
I mean, they've all said it. They've also, but Spencer has abused it a little bit, I think.
This is my second chance, I was dead before and they brought me back to life.
He's like a cat. He really is. He's on his ninth life in this game. Anyway, so we head over to Bayon and Kimmy, and we see a whole lot of Kimmy. Reads the news of the merge.
It must have been chilly there, I think.
It was chilly. I got to say, she was working her best Rachel from Friends. No, I'm just kidding. I love Kimmy. She's from Long Island. Represent. Sisterhood.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why you can't stand her, is because she reminds you of me.
I already got this at home. I don't need it in my entertainment.
That's why I love her, because she reminds me of me. But Kimmy reads the news of the merge. Tasha is really nervous because of the history between her, Cass, and Spencer.
I forgot they were all in the same tribe together.
Yeah.
They were the only three left, weren't they?
Right.
Luzon?
Yeah. Yeah. They did. And all three of them for a long time were just almost Teflon. They just managed to survive.
Well, because they didn't burn the rice. It was Jutia that did that.
God.
And Garrett that went home with an idol in his pocket on day six.
Is that an idol in your pocket? You're just happy to see me.
No, it was an idol.
Everyone's going to vote this way, but no, I got to switch things up.
You're not allowed to talk to each other. Yeah. And what was that? David, what's his face, was the first man off that tribe?
He was the general manager of the Florida.
Oh, the Marlins, yeah. I think they might have been the Miami Marlins.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who they are now.
But anyway, so... So I guess Tasha's kind of setting that up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we go over back to Takeo, and Cass reads the news of the merge. Sierra suddenly is nervous about Savage being a little bit mad from
Bro? Why are you mad, bro?
The previous vote. And Cass tells everybody to find the crack. Somebody's going to be on the bottom over there, so find the crack.
Which is actually, at that point, pretty good strategy.
That was really great.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was great.
I mean, she was the crack during the previous merge, right?
No, she found Sarah was the crack in the previous one, because Tony said final six. Sarah had been on the swap, so Sarah felt that she was left out at the merge from that group, even though she was with Tony's group. So she was all, I'm the president of this, situation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm the swing vote. And then they basically, pulled her up, Sesternina, or casted, and was like, yeah, you're the swing vote. I'm going to vote you out. So anyway, and that was when Spencer had his famous cast 0% chance of winning the game.
Yep.
Quote. Anyway. So anyway, Savage prays to the Survivor gods and he hopes that this is something beautiful.
Well, it is kind of saved by the merge a little bit for Savage. And there is the theory.
Giant side eye. All of Survivor non-casuals do a giant side eye over to Jeff Probst's camp. Like, were you guys playing golf before Savage agreed to go out here?
Because, I mean, that's a theory, you know, going around that Jeff Probst and Savage are like BFFs. And was this a move
What happened to Colby? Does Colby know this?
I thought Colby, they have a strained relationship now. I thought they're not friends anymore.
Really?
I thought I read that.
Don't make up rumors, okay?
Did Colby shoot him with an arrow?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
People don't like when we make assumptions about
but
things.
But I've heard. Well,
I
that's
don't know
what
this,
I've
actually.
Heard.
Wow.
Can you find?
That shocks me.
I will Google search this while you guys
APS
continue to talk.
I need three sources to verify this before I believe that it's true. That's one more than Twitter truth, which is two sources.
Just got to have two. You don't even need sources. You need two tweets.
Two tweets to say there's something.
Two tweets.
Two tweets. Anyway, so at this point, did you guys think that Savage was most likely saved and it was going to be a Cass or Sierra, somebody that Savage was hell-bent on getting revenge from? Because, I mean,
at this
he
point,
was
I wasn't even thinking Cass.
It wasn't until
she went chaos that I said, what are you doing? But I thought Sierra was the one that was going to be the person voted out.
Right. I think so, too. And I'm going to bring this up again in a minute. Or I guess I'm like three paragraphs down. I'm going to read that question up again. So we go over to Bayonne and it's merge time and everybody is so excited, especially Savage, who is like giddy as a friggin' schoolboy. I feel like he's acting like he's Tiny Tim or something. You know, Joe points out that Joe's having a lot of...
So you're saying he's tiptoeing through the tulips?
I don't know.
That's who Tiny Tim is.
Tiny Tim is not. Tiny Tim is from Christmas Carol. God bless us, everyone.
Tiny Tim. Who am I thinking of?
Are you thinking of the guy that plays the ukulele?
Yeah. That's Tiny.
That's Tim as well.
that's Tiny Tim.
Yeah, there's two.
Okay. You're the tulips.
Okay, that was the worst name that I could have picked since there's multiple.
Yeah,
when you
search Tiny Tim, the first thing that pops up is Tiny Tim or Tiny Tim tiptoe through the tulips.
Exactly, and he got married to Penelope? What was his?
On the Tonight Show
with Johnny Carson.
It's a crime that that person is bigger than one of the biggest characters in literature.
Well, to be fair, he's dead now, so.
But so is big, Tiny Tim, maybe. Because
but he was big in the now. Early the late 60s, early 70s, because he's had that Tiptoe Through the Tulip song, and it just took off.
Moving on.
So Joe is having a lot of fun, and he points out in the most obvious of obviousness, 13 is such a big number. And then Cass leads a toast, foreshadowing, to the 13 best losers ever, which I thought was kind of funny since,
yeah,
you know,
it was catchy, you know.
I had no problem with that. I don't think anybody would have a problem with that.
Yeah. Wentworth is very excited to finally make the merge.
But it's just kind of like, this is the biggest merge ever. So would you really count this as like being excited? It's like,
yes,
it's almost like assisted merge making. Like, it's like,
well, yes. Technically you made the merge, but it was a merge of what, 100 people?
Yeah.
Like, so
there's only like 1 week before there was a merge. So,
but I'll be happy. You know, if I was there and I made that, if I got to be on the jury, that's a victory, I think.
Yeah, I feel like jury for this merge, because there probably won't be a jury for a while, right?
No, Cass. No. He said Cass was the first jury member.
So ooh. I said, wow, that's a big jury.
That is a big jury. That's a very big jury.
Now, do you think they had the jury? Spoiler alert, because Cass got voted out.
I think so now.
And they wanted her to be on the jury to add some...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but I could... Now that you're saying that, I absolutely can see that being the case. I think that...
So they would have 10 votes, say, if you did the final three?
So she could. Yeah. So she would be an interesting person on the jury.
So you could have a split... You could have a hung jury then.
If it's 5-5-0?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And wouldn't they... The producers, like, their pants over that?
There's probably only be two. Second
but then
chance.
It would be 5-5.
But it's second the... chance.
No, if it's two, then it would be 11. So there would be.
Oh yeah.
So they're only gonna go two. It's only gonna be two people in the final. I'm
you think so?
It out. Well, you can't have a tie. You can't have a tie where they.
But have they had? Have they had juries where it was split?
Well,
in
half? Are they going to build a fire?
They've
on
never
stage?
Had a tie.
I know they never had a tie, but have they had situations where there could have been a tie?
I believe in the case of I think that this is right, and please somebody don't write a nasty review or something if I'm wrong. Just write in and let us know, because I'm not totally sure, but I remember reading somewhere that back in the day they used to have the final three or final two cast votes.
Final two, yeah.
Or it must have been final three, not two, because the two would have canceled each other out. I think. But if there were, there's never been a tie for a first place, but if there were to ever be a tie, then they would have to go back and revote. Well, the jury would mm-hmm. have to revote to not make it a tie. And I could be completely wrong, and I forget where I read this. I feel like somebody linked to an EW article where Probst talked about it. I mean, that's where most of my stuff comes from, is EW articles. But I believe that that's what they would do. And they have to, there's going to be a final three, because you know that they're going to want that possible tie. And then if there is a tie, they would love the drama, especially if they did it on like live TV or something. Oh my God. Can you imagine CBS, their payoff for that?
It would just mean the after show would be a little more, it would be even shorter than it is now.
I mean, the after show is kind of like useless at this point anyway. In my
opinion. Might actually be exciting.
Yeah, that could be. That could
all right,
be.
If they do that, then. But is it fair that people get to watch their voting on what they got to see?
No, and I don't know if it would
that's
be
a
live.
Good point.
I honestly.
Well, hold on. So Jeff probably he checks the votes before all that anyway, right? Because he goes up to get the votes from the bottle, the urn, or whatever.
Well,
so
I think I thought it was sealed until they.
I would think they would know then and then revote there on the island, because you're right, because you couldn't have people do it after seeing the whole season.
Okay,
you're
here it is.
Right.
I found it. It was
that
Gordon.
Person badmouthed me on the thing.
Yeah,
I just think it would be
okay. Yeah. I found it.
I agree.
It was a Gordon Holmes interview that I had read it on. There has never been a tie for the first place.
Where's the in the event of a tie?
What if there's a two-way tie where two of the finalists have four votes? We would re-vote again, and you would have to vote for one of the two. So if there's a final three, and this was, I guess, when there was a final nine, if the two finalists had four votes and the third just had one vote, then they would have to vote again.
And then you take out the one that only had one vote.
Well, that person would essentially be the deal breaker.
But do they vote after they've seen all the
episodes?
No,
it would be right then and there.
No, I don't think so.
Right then and there. So they do count the votes before they leave the island.
Maybe just Jeff.
It doesn't say it in
this. Before Jeff gets on the plane, the jet ski swims across.
Exactly.
It does not say it in this article when they would do it, but I assume that it would be beforehand. And again, if you know.
Would it be easier just to have 11 people in the jury?
No, because there's a lot more fun if you've got. I'm assuming they have to have a couple of double elimination.
I prefer the final three, just because I think what the risk they did the last time they did the final two with Wu and
Tony
is you risk taking out the best player out of those three and having Chaos, Cass, and Wu, which would have just been a really boring final.
Well, Wu would have won.
Wu would have won, and nobody and would anybody have said the best survivor? I mean, that would just been a bad ending. So I feel like three, usually the best player will be in that final three, in my opinion.
Well, you had Rob with...
Because Rob was out. If there was a final three, Rob would have been in and would have won the game.
I'm saying Rob, when Rob, Boston Rob won, there were seven people left with him. He had no chance of losing unless they voted him out. So that was kind of a boring one.
But anyway, so that's the... So there would be a tie, and I imagine it would be very exciting. And it doesn't say when it would be. So I guess it would be only fair to have it beforehand. But hey, you never know.
Yeah.
Here's my problem if they have it at the show.
Right.
What you're going to have after that? People are going, oh wait a minute! I better not say anything nasty about someone.
They wouldn't do it. There's no way they would do that.
Because
I'm just going to call it right
now. Your confessional would be like, oh yeah, they're a good player.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. That's why they would never do it. It would never happen. 100% calling it never happen. So I guess,
this is pure speculation. This
yes,
calling
it is.
It. He's not saying that this is fact. I just want to disclaim that right now.
I'm saying it's fact.
Okay, let's keep going with the episode.
I live life like
yes, so
if
Cass
you guys
Spencer.
Cut me off at 1 hour and we're not done because of this,
you're just adding more
talking.
Time now. Cass and Spencer, go. And now she's just laughing.
I'm just laughing. Cass and Spencer recap to the entire group what happened with Wu. Spencer notes, Chaos Cass, my savior. Steven, ever the only to only think about strategy, mentions, you know, this is the time where you got to really scramble, got to get with your group of seven immediately, since there's 13 people. Obviously, seven is the majority. Savage and Jeremy hook back up in their brochacho-ness.
Oh,
they do hook up. Their brochacho-ness, it's like it's never, you know, missed a day.
It's bro code, man.
Bro code. It's like
you don't even have to say anything. You just look at each other.
Yeah.
Got it.
Don't have to say anything.
I wonder if they have like matching bamboo friendship bracelets or something. But Savage is worried about the numbers. He is willing to work with Wigglesworth and Fishbach. And I think he actually said Steven's last name right this time instead of his normal Fishbach.
It's Fishback.
But they only have six, so they want to try to get with Joe. Finally, Cass and Wentworth discuss their alliance over on that KO5 side, and they acknowledge that Spencer and Joe are the power players in this game.
So that's pretty cool. Spencer went from bottom to being a power player.
Yeah.
But next week he'll probably be on the bottom again.
He'll
right?
be on
so,
the bottom
it's
again.
So crazy. Like Spencer's game is that crazy.
I've learned a lot about myself. I got voted out.
I don't know. It is kind of interesting how Spencer. See, I told you he started at the bottom. Now he's here.
Yeah.
Last episode, but we go over to after the commercial break, and the new tribe is Okrun. 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 And this is actually kind of cool. Okrun means thank you in the Cambodian language.
Oh. Did they pick the name or was it picked for them?
They picked the name. And usually there's a discussion. Remember when Malcolm picked his mom's name spelled backwards?
Right.
And sold them on that whole thing. And that's how they had Anil Adam or whatever.
This name would have been Nurko. I don't know any mom's name Nurko.
But I like Okrun. I think that's really nice that they included, you know, a thank you.
I thought it was just
going to
be a runner like, okay, run.
No, it because it means thank you, and they're thanking everybody for putting them there.
Thank you for putting us here.
But anyway,
with Cass.
So it starts on the sunrise, and Savage is totally creeping on Joe as he does yoga on the beach.
But it's just he kind of just like tiptoes into the frame.
He was, because you notice when Savage was laying earlier, when he's laying on that bamboo, where was his hand? He had a little Al Bundy going on there. I'm just saying. Just saying. It must be, I don't know, Midwest thing. I don't know.
Deets, big and long.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Savage makes his case to Joe and just basically says, well, let's get to day 30 and then we'll figure it out. And
I thought that was pretty good strategy.
Yeah, I'm assuming that Joe was really worried about, well, you know, can you guarantee me, however, I'm assuming that he was, because that was his concern.
Well, my thing was, this makes sense for Joe. Like, go on the alliance that has a bunch of strong guys, right? Because then it's less of a target on it. If he's in that group with the girls, he's got the target on his back the whole time.
Exactly, because there'll be the number one, he can't beat him.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's too likable. And number two, he's great in the challenges.
Yep.
And even Jeff said he's the toughest competitor out here, whatever he said. I'm like,
yeah,
I would have said stop saying that.
I'm like, shut up.
But at least with Golden Abs Jeremy.
Yeah.
And you know 40 plus hotness Savage.
Yeah, well, he's 50. Isn't he 50?
Is 50 or 50 plus?
Didn't we figure that out last week?
Yes.
Maybe.
But I like how he's, because with Joe, if I like those odds too with Joe, if I could get to like 7, you know, like you're, like Jay said, saying with the stronger guys, I'm probably better than in the challenges. I probably have a good chance of making a run. I at least maybe can get down to the final, you know, have a better chance of getting to the final three that way than, like Jay said, with the girls.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's a good move for Joe.
Because normally you don't want to be the seventh, but with Joe getting to the seventh, I think that gives him a good chance to win the game.
Yep. I agree.
Well, then he'll only have 4 immunities to win to yeah. get down there. But yeah. Joe, you know, so they're going to get down to 30 and then figure it out. But Joe has a plan. It's a KO with his 5, and he doesn't want to limit his options. So, you know, I guess he tells Savage, all right, I'll think about it. Then we've got Wentworth and Spencer laying in a hammock. Spencer realizes that he and Joe are the swing votes and says, the best line of the episode, I wouldn't mind swinging with Joe, to yep. which half of America went, me either.
Actually, I probably think more than half of America said me either.
Half America that was watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got such great hair.
Oh, such great hair.
I'm a straight man, and I don't know if I would mind swinging with Joe.
Why not?
It's like, can't be that bad.
I mean, it's just so funny because Spencer in this whole next sequence cannot even contain his glee at how his position has switched. I mean, this is a man that is riding
high. Well, isn't there
the
theory as well that the whole the merge and all this kind of stuff was trying to save Spencer as well?
I think it was kind of more after watching it to save Savage. I mean, and again, this is just pure conjecture.
Hey, did you ever find out about the Colby Jeff Probst?
I tried to find it. There wasn't anything other than kind of the Jeff calling him out on his play during Heroes versus Villains.
Why don't you go on their Twitter account? Is Jeff still following him?
Oh, I'm sure he's still following.
I'm sure.
Or does he have him blocked?
So I am not going to confirm it here, but the listeners home, if they want to confirm or deny this.
Has Savage taken Colby's Savage place?
I think that's just sad. Side. I just think that's sad. Well, you know, you never seen Colby's more of a fun loving guy. You know, he's kind of a Jeff, I think, is a nice guy, but he doesn't seem like he's much of a jokester.
Maybe in person.
And neither does Savage, kind of like.
Oh, that's why they. I think somebody has a Colby crush on this show.
I'm just saying, Colby was very popular.
It's fine. So can we talk about Steven and
the poem?
His poem.
That I teared up during that one.
All right, hold on. I got to get to you really quick. Steven, I mean, not Steven, Spencer talking with hashtag.
And
Joe,
by the way,
language.
Colleen just tweeted out to the world.
I did.
To try and find the answer as we're recording.
Because I asked you to AP it and find
I did.
Resources.
I searched the internet.
Right,
there was nothing.
With Twitter, we only need 2 people to say it's true.
Oh, that's true. That so is Twitter law.
I thought that I would go by Twitter law.
See it on there twice.
Exactly. Anyway, Joe Language, awesome. Writes in the sand like it's a football play, which I guess he assumes that Joe is that dumb. But Joe can count to 13, and he knows that that's a high number for a merge.
But that's why I thought it was stupid by Spence. I don't see Joe as a stupid guy.
Yeah, I don't see him as stupid jock. I don't.
He's not. I don't see
no,
stupid
but,
jock with. Maybe he's athletic, but he's also into his, you know, the yoga stuff and all the Zen stuff. I don't see him as a football guy, sitting on the couch every Sunday watching football.
I don't either, but Spencer totally, and he was in his sister's music video. I don't see it either, but I guess Spencer thinks that he's that dumb
okay,
or something.
Well, anyway.
But yeah, so they have to watch each other's backs. Again, more than half of America was like, I'll watch Joe's backside. Anyway, so it's raining, and Steven recites a poem called God's Grandeur. All the Takeo girls seem to, and maybe Tasha, they all seem to roll their eyes while all the guys, and what's that Savage that went Fishbox, poem of the day.
Yeah.
And if you're interested on Steven's Facebook page, he did post the full text of that poem. And it's kind of long, so power to him for remembering that.
Hold on a second. Can we stop the podcast while I go read it?
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
What are we reading? Is he reading the poem right now?
I want to stop and go read that poem on his.
Do you really want to? I'll just copy and paste it in here for you.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, okay.
That would be a podcast first.
I was going to say, Jack's going to go read something?
No, I got Dale's poems I could read. So.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Dale's poems.
There you go.
I should release more of those married men shows when Dale has more poetry. Maybe during the off season. Anyway, so I've said anyway more times than Jay in the first 2 seasons of the Lost podcast.
See, it's your filler when you're doing.
It's
a recap.
Hard. It's really difficult.
I know. It's
you
not
know it. I've noticed I do the same things when I'm doing the Amazing Race or Downton Abbey. Well, so, anyway,
because you have to kind of move the conversation along. See, and then I get criticized for moving, being able to come with innovative ways.
I feel
the
like
conversation
I gotta get Spencer had me get down to J talk.
Yeah, but you haven't dinged the bell in ages.
Because I got better. I don't really say anyways that much anymore.
But I do, so I think you need to be ready with the little bell ding.
Someone called you out for saying anyways.
Well, because I didn't say anyway. I said anyways, which isn't a word. So that's why we did the ding, to get me to stop saying anyways.
Oh, that's right.
Anyways, Tasha is suspicious of Cass, and Cass is worried about Bion Strong. She says that Tasha tells Cass that although she might be tight with Jeremy, she's not tight with Steven, so Bayon Strong is no more. Cass, unlike Andrew Savage, Cass the lawyer picks up that Tasha's not being truthful and declares, "Don't mess with my second chance. You've just unleashed the beast."
But this is my problem, is I thought she was playing a really good game, and bringing back Chaos Cass to this level is what killed her.
Yeah.
But did she bring back Chaos Cass? It seemed like Sierra was the one that was like...
But I thought Sierra made a better play. I thought that was a better play to get...
Sierra fed up what Cass was doing, and she
I thought Sierra's almost playing a save for Cass.
Cass was playing the best game she could. Because remember, when we first found out Cass was in there, I'm like, well, she'd be the first one I would vote out. Because you can't trust her. Well, she flew under the radar, and she was going along with what everyone was saying. But last week, when she switched up on Savage... I think that was her mistake. She should have just voted Spencer out, and she'd probably still be in the game because she would have the trust of Savage, and she'd probably be in that same alliance. She got all antsy again, Chaos Cass, and she screwed her game up. People remember, you can't trust her.
Yeah.
And that's what killed her. And she admitted in a confessional that she goes, "I just blew it."
Yeah, she did.
I still think that Cass is the queen of chaos, and I love her, and I'm so upset that she's gone.
But you can't win a game like that, because people aren't going to want to play with you.
Yeah, well, she did almost win the game the first time. Well, she almost finished second the first time.
Yeah, even if she was there, even though Wu didn't play any game.
There was no one that she could have gone against that season and won.
Yeah.
Everyone was so mad at her and couldn't stand her.
She could have gone against Sierra that season, the other Sierra with an S.
I doubt it.
No.
I don't know.
She was playing a great game up until she went against Savage last week. Yep. But of course, to her defense, she didn't know there was going to be a merge.
And honestly,
neither did Savage,
and honestly,
he was begging for his life. Though.
Even with that, like, I think Savage, his targets were more on Sierra anyway. So if she would have went back into the background again, I think she could have recovered. Right.
Right.
But the problem is she put it on too heavy. If you want to be Chaos, just do it enough, a little bit here and there, but not enough to where you get that big old target on your back. And Chaos just kept pushing, and it came back to bite her.
And nobody wanted to be there with someone Keith.
Who was all aligned with it,
goes, I'm not going to listen to this.
Yeah. Obviously, Keith didn't stick to the plan this time. Since he went with
stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan. But he said, I was all for it, but I can't sit there and listen to all this all day long.
Right.
And we just saw a piece of it. We didn't see the whole thing that probably went on for like an hour.
Oh my God, it probably did.
And when you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're around people that you probably don't want to be around anyway. I agree. To me, the smart vote would have been vote off one of the stronger players.
Yep.
And leave Cass there. But I think at this point, they just want to get rid of Cass.
Yep.
Anyway, so we go to day 19, and Cass confronts Tasha again and tells her, "You didn't learn anything from your last game."
Yeah,
and
that always works.
Tasha,
well.
Oh my God, is like, "Well, I learned not to trust you." And I have to say, that was pretty good.
That's the genuine, honest response.
Yeah.
And then Cass, pretty much throws Cass down, and she's like, "Here's the line. It's been drawn. Game on."
But what was Cass trying to get?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You needed Tasha's vote to flip the tides anyway.
I think she's totally...
Why come back and accuse her of lying to you?
I think she was trying... What are you gaining? I think that what she was trying to do was cause the chaos amongst the rest of them, where they would not believe Tasha, and then all of a sudden you would have cracks in that alliance. I agree.
She's trying to cause cracks, but here's the problem.
Cracks.
If you're on the Bayon Strong alliance... Who are you going to trust? The Tasha who doesn't really, cause a lot of trouble? Or...
absolutely.
Someone who has a history of lying and causing chaos.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And not to mention, we'll get to... So Sierra decides to play the same game, and she tells Jeremy that Wu and Savage wanted Jeremy out.
But I think that was her trying to stick save the situation.
Oh, no, totally.
And at least that made sense to me. That made more sense to me than the other thing, because then she could say, Savage and I were strong, but then he kind of did this whole thing where we want to get rid of Spencer.
I think that the problem was Savage and Tasha are so close now from their,
I get it.
Their whole time on Encore that going after both of them, I think that was the downfall, because the two of them had each other's back no matter what. So there weren't going to be cracks because...
Well, they were trying to get Jeremy and trying to get Spencer and trying to get...
Exactly,
you know,
but Tasha and Jeremy are close. Tasha and Savage are close. You talk shit about Savage, Tasha's going to be in there and be like, no, 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 no. I think Kimmy and Steven at this point are like, anybody but me. And, you know, or we got to get Joe, but anybody but me, really. So they're going to go along with whatever Jeremy says.
You don't understand.
Stop it.
To go home.
You know something?
It's a slight
I can take this water bottle. See this water bottle? Everyone can hear it. I'm going to throw this at your head right now. Stop making fun of Steven.
Wait, you're going too fast. There's got to be some pauses there.
I'm going to pull a hybrid Clip Armstrong and smack you over the head with this water bottle right now.
This is my second chance. And
I'm gonna turn your audio off. Shut
up. If you guys didn't know this, this is a season of second chances.
And I would just feel horrible.
I'm gonna drop an F-bomb on you right now. Be quiet. Shut the F-bomb up. You are being woofle right now. Woohoo. Anyways, Sierra awakens the Raging Bull and Savage.
You don't want to wake the Raging Bull. Savage here.
Now you got me feisty.
I'm sorry. I forgot. He's your boy.
Yeah, you know something? The line has been drawn. I just threw the water bottle down in protest. It didn't make a lot of noise because it was almost empty. It didn't work. However, line has been drawn. Game on.
I just don't know if I can handle it.
Shut up.
I got nowhere else to go.
My point was they went after each other. That alliance went after Savage and Tasha, and Savage and Tasha had each other's back, and they also had the ins with the other ones, and it should have caused cracks by all means, but it didn't. So there's that. Also, with Savage having his Raging Bull awakened, which I guess that's probably just the after effect of seeing Joe do yoga on the beach.
I'm ready to go.
But going back to this whole thing, did they have to cause all they needed was Joe and Spencer to come with them on their side, right? Why did they have to cause chaos?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but I guess
doing that, they lost Keith.
I know.
It will remain to
it
be
was
seen.
A bad play.
It will remain to be seen if this lasts and cracks and splinters throughout.
Well, whenever we get to tribal counts, I do want to talk about what I thought was a pretty interesting conversation, but I'll save it to then. So let's go to the...
Yeah. So we don't have a whole lot to go.
Great tribal council.
Nothing. Guys.
So they had the immunity challenge.
I'm a fish back out of water.
It was.
That should be the episode title whenever he gets kicked out. Fish back out of water.
Well, that's why he's crying. Because, you know, fish need water. So.
What isn't? I guess I have tears to spare at that point. Okay, immunity challenge.
I don't even know if I
balls
can describe...
Balls and poles.
No. Don't try to tempt you with sexual innuendos because you're making fun of Steven.
What was... Joe was, like, angry at the ball.
It's been a long time. Maybe he hasn't had a lot of privacy on this island.
He's turned towards the ball. He's staring at the ball. And he's, like angry
he's
at
He's going
the
to
ball.
Be the ball.
He wants to be... But you,
okay.
I thought it was a good strategy. It works for him. The strategy works.
It works. Yeah, Tasha, the first two, she doesn't
move. Hey, let me do this. So, because I have a good joke.
Okay.
So, we start with the immunity challenge, and it's the same ball balancing challenge as Kagayan. Fishback is out first, and I have to ask the question, who would last longer, Fishback or Warm Taffy?
I got to give it to Warm Taffy on that one, because I don't think Fishback even lasted 3.5
seconds. All right, that joke goes to Shut Up Tim, but okay. He told me to make it.
Thank you, Shut Up Tim.
So they go down the pole after And Propes has my other favorite quote of this episode, which is, you're holding a lot more pole now.
Yep, he did say that.
But okay, go ahead. We could talk about Joe and his angry pole holding.
But his face was just like, if you watch his face, he looked like he was so tense.
I feel like this one you need to have a lot of concentration. Yeah. So, because Tasha too, she had like the just stare down.
Yeah,
like,
Jeff, this is where you have to concentrate. This is where you have to pay attention. You have to tune everything out. Concentrate on everything that's going on.
So
I think at that point I would have taken the ball and thrown it at
him. Oh, so I forgot to tell you guys, speaking of distractions, last week at the reward challenge, you know, it was Steven versus Cass in the ring toss, and Steven missed by a lot.
Yeah.
So apparently, and this was not shown, they both threw or whatever, and when it was Steven's turn to throw, after Cass missed the first time, she stood next to Steven and started like screaming and flailing her arms to distract him, and that's why he missed so badly, because she was like literally like, ah!
That's smart.
I know. I'm sad that we didn't get the meme of that, though. It would have been a fun little gif to go around.
Well, it made him look worse, so.
That's true. They are like really going out of their way to make Fishback look as bad.
I feel like that
possible.
Story is just a pro Fishback agenda story that you're trying to put out there, and I don't believe in it.
Why don't you go cry about it? No, really don't. Anyway, shockingly, Joe wins the first individual immunity. And that necklace, man, that necklace was
that thing
blinging.
Is blinging. That's nice.
They made that just for Joe and his hair, because you see him walk into the crowd council. It's like, that was done. To, you know, Joe's going to win this first challenge, and he won't have his, well, tell Joe, you got to wear your hair down. Don't have it up in the buff. You had to have it all down. Don't have a little man bun.
A new definition of
Golden
Boy.
Lion's mane.
Yeah, I go walking,
boy,
I go,
royal.
That's so fake. Come on.
Don't be hating.
20 days on the island and his hair still flowing. It's not sticking together. You know, we wake up. I used to wake up. My hair would be all matted. And you know, not Joe. He goes straight to the salon that's on the other side of the island.
Right. Island salon hashtag.
All right.
But yeah, no, I was just really hoping that Spencer didn't win that, because I was nervous that if Spencer won, all we would hear about from Propes for the next four episodes would be like, Spencer wins this immunity on his second chance because he got seconded it last time. And then we would have had to all take so many shots that we just wouldn't be able to watch the next few episodes. So we go to post-challenge. Everybody wants to vote Cass, but they also want to make sure they split the vote just in case there's an idol. So it becomes Sierra versus Cass. And Keith is totally cool with letting whoever goes.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. I'm going to go back to my hammock.
Yeah. Cass wants to pull in a fifth vote to be able to vote out Tasha, since she knows that her group is not in the minority. They need Spencer. Cass goes to talk to Spencer. Spencer goes back to the other group. And then again, you just get like giant Spencer boner about being the swing vote. I mean, there is nobody happier. What's this, like pig and mud or something like that?
Pig and crap. Happier than a pig and crap.
Yeah. Than Spencer at this moment.
But didn't they make a mistake, though, when they were all sitting on the beach? Because even they figure out, oh, they're talking about probably splitting the vote. And now it looks like Keith is with them. They weren't even hiding it.
No, they weren't.
And that can usually come back to bite you, but I think Spencer, you know, he was happy Cass saved him. He said it a couple of times, but he still didn't trust her.
So here's my question, okay? If Cass hadn't started this whole I'm going to be Cass business, who do you think, realistically, would have gone home tonight?
Or I guess you said who would be the smart vote to get off in terms of threats? Real threats.
Well, Savage would be.
Yeah.
Spencer would be. I don't know. He keeps sticking around. He's obviously a very strategic player. He's good in the challenges. That would be. Spencer's the one I would have voted off. It's like the third week in a row. Spencer should have been the one to go home, and he's still staying around.
That's true. I would have also.
You're voting
Spencer's
off Cass,
a huge threat.
She, you know, can Cass win the game? If Cass had played, you know, a nice game all the way through, she might have had a chance. She's not a real threat in the challenges. But they just wanted her off because no one wanted to be around her.
Right. And because her particular brand of chaos is the shit-stirring kind.
Right.
Excuse my language. And that is great and it endears you in the person that you're stirring that pot for in their favor, but it definitely doesn't win you any friends. But, I mean, if Cass hadn't done that, I guess it would have to be Spencer or Joe, right? Because everyone acknowledged that they were the swing votes. But then again, I don't think that Savage or Jeremy are going to let Joe ever go anywhere until I can see them cutting him at six. But
well, they want him around because he's the target.
Right.
If he doesn't win immunity, he's got to be the target.
Right. And I can see, and I told this to Jay, that I truly think that the first week Joe does not win individual immunity is probably going to be the week that Steven leaves. And stop it. Don't even do the fake crying. I can see you gearing up. You just like inhaled your breath for it over there. Shut up. Yes, I can, because I think that the first week he doesn't, Steven's going to be right back on that. We got to cut Joe. We got to cut Joe. He keeps winning immunity, and now he hasn't, and you don't want to do that. And Jeremy and Steve and Savage are going to be like, nope, we want him around in front of us. And I think that will be the week that everybody turns on Steven. And
yeah,
that makes me sad, so I hope Joe wins immunity for a while.
He's such a, you know, another thing, though, he's so good in the challenges, Steven.
But that's a good play for Steven, because it's like, well, at the merge now, he's not really a threat unless he goes all, you know, crybaby McGee.
And at this point, has
he
done anything?
He did recite poetry.
Okay, say he.
I don't mind the poetry, because they're on an island. It's really boring. So what else
exactly
are they
going to do? I don't either.
In a final three, who would Steven have to take in order to win? Because at this point, what has he done?
That's true.
Abby?
Abby would be one.
And Keith.
There you go.
That way he'd have to take two people that
but
he
Keith's
could
at
say,
least likable. That's the danger
Keith,
there.
Keith is likable. You know, Steven seems likable. He seems,
that's true.
But Steven's done not much around camp.
Nobody wants to work with him because of his reputation. That's the problem.
Yeah, and he's done nothing in the challenges. So he's got...
Well, he did eat pig snout, and he's Jewish, and that's not kosher. So he made a sacrifice.
Well, that is true, but you know he's terrible in the challenges, and he's just basically hanging on because he lumped on with the right people. He's voting the right way.
Right.
But what about Sierra and her kid? You got to play the game. You got to. I just like.
Yes. So let's talk about this crazy tribal council.
Yes. I really like the discussion.
It was very interesting. So you have Cass and Tasha, that's Spar. And then Sierra all of a sudden.
So that'd be like their superpower couple name, Cash?
Cash.
Kasha?
Kasha.
There you go.
But Sierra kind of sticks up for Cass, and she's here to win. And all of a sudden, you've got like Sierra, whatever she's been planning since she got voted off last time, just coming to the surface. And you know, it's not fun to play with people who don't want to win. I played in a situation where I played for sixth. Let's play for first. If you want to vote me out, then do it. Is basically what she
says. I thought Jeff though put her back in her place. Like, you really think these people are not here to win? So I thought her speech was, it was too soon.
Well, then you had Keith that was just like, I'm just here to stick to the plan.
Well, I thought when she said you want to be seventh or eighth or not, it's too, when you have 13 people, it's too soon to be saying, do you want to be third? Because no one's looking at that way. They go, I just want to get to the next 3 days. It's too soon to, my alliance is nine.
Right.
It's too soon to say, oh, I'm seventh or eighth in that alliance. I need to shake things up.
No, I agree. But the part that I really liked is Spencer bringing up how could the game be shifting in that it's not this power seven move or this power six move. It's about what's best for those people's moves that week and changing it every single week. I feel like that's a fascinating development in the game, in that it's not just this, you stay to six and you just go to
Steven
the end and then figure it out.
It's a large merge, and this is like a change in Survivor where for the first time you've got three small women that are in danger of being voted out instead of the challenge threats and the...
Right.
Which just again goes to foreshadow where his mind is, where he just can't evolve to new Survivor like that.
But that's how it's been going, because Spencer has been surviving, like we just said, he's been surviving each week, and he should have been voted off each week.
Yeah.
But they're voting... They're changing their plan each. It just changes all, which makes it for an interesting show.
It does. It does.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, each week there's one thing to do. It's
and
none
that's
other
lost
than
in
voting out Spencer, but they don't do that, and that's what changes.
That's very true. Can we make a jingle for that? Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than vote out
I do
Spencer.
Like how Joe pointed out these. Spencer one of these three is going home.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah. One of these three. Yeah.
One of these three women are going home.
I feel like Spencer was just like, just so in case you guys didn't realize, it's not me this week. But yeah, no, the whole thing is interesting. Just that I guess, you know, he did have a point where they're going, especially in this game where everybody, they're going after the threats instead of the strategic threats in a way, or the based on how people play their game. They knew you let Cass go deep, she's going to go deep because of how she played last time. Okay, stop rolling your eyes. At least I didn't say you let Joe go deep.
Moving on.
But Sierra totally channeled her inner Hayden when she was talking about, so some of these people are going to be on the bottom.
Yeah, but it's too soon.
If
there's seven people left, then you can start saying that, but not 13. Right. I just think people are looking at her going, I can't even do that kind of math. Joe, let's talk Joe language here. I can't do that.
Can somebody please draw a line in the sand?
Actually, can we just bring back Culpepper just for like one episode to try and figure out the math of this?
13 people? That's so, 7 votes apiece.
So 3 + 5 + 6 = 13, right?
Oh, man.
But...
So a good episode, I thought.
Yeah, they do. So it comes up 6 for Cass, 4 for Sierra, and 1 for Savage.
Why did she vote for Savage?
I don't know.
Was that just a bitter vote?
I think so.
What if someone would have flipped?
Oh, I'm sorry. 4 for Tasha, too.
And say that Tasha was one vote away from just tying Cass, and she wasted it voting for Savage.
Yeah, I agree. It seemed like a weird throwaway.
Wait, that's still wrong.
It seems like a weird throwaway.
3 for Tasha. Is that right?
It was 3. I think Tasha had 3. Cass had 6. And Sierra 2.
6 plus 3 is 9. Plus 4 is 14. Plus 1 is 15. So we're still off with that.
Either way.
It had to have been 5-4-3-1. Whatever. Either way.
Who voted for? And you could see Cass knew she was going to be voted off.
Oh, I know. You could totally see in her face.
See her face. She was mad.
Yep.
But. Yep. Again, I think she was mad at herself.
Yeah, I mean, it was her own doing.
It almost looked like she was composing herself in a way for, all right, this is going to happen, and everybody's going to see it on TV, so you better, like, compose yourself.
But it would have been funny, though, she would have got up and just flipped Tasha off.
Hey, remember when, was it Tasha? Who flipped the bird in that tribal council in Cagayan?
It was Cass.
Yeah, Cass did it. Cass flipped the bird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. She's so great.
But yeah, so we do have some listener feedback. We do have a phone call. I think we saw some tweets. Do we have an update on the Colby Donaldson relationships? So let's do the call, and then
this is real quick, Colby thing.
Okay.
So no, they are not brochachos anymore. According to Shut Up Tim, who I guess is going to have 3 showings this episode. Yeah, this is it's kind of speculation. And he said that he wouldn't necessarily read this on air, but I guess, oops, I already said that I was going to.
Here's the thing. Shut up, Tim said it, so we didn't say it, so nobody can get mad at us, right?
That's very true. He said that PC
version...
Just go
give the tribe a bad review because he's on the tribe.
I think he said the PC version is Jeff was never friends with Colby the way that he's friends with Savage.
Oh.
And so I guess after Heroes versus Villains, Jeff's man crush on Colby kind of went like if you didn't see Joe doing yoga for a while.
Wow. Okay. See? So that maybe is related to when Jeff criticized Colby.
Okay. All right.
Again, I don't know. He said that's speculation.
That's the word on the streets, people.
Talking about speculation.
Did you hear about this thing with the Colby and Jeff Probst? All right,
we should have the real person do it.
Yeah, we need to have Anthony Crispino come on the show. All right, let's go to this phone call here. Some listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
Hey, Jay, Jack, and Colleen. I am Shut Up Tim, and I'm calling about tonight's Survivor. I am just wondering, had Cass kept it calm, Cass, when she was talking to Tasha and not blown up at Tasha, who do you guys think would have gone home instead? Would we have seen Andrew or Steven? maybe have been in a worse position. Also, can you guys explain what those finger-banging guns that Keith was doing when he was talking to Joe and Savage on the beach, or Spencer in the hammock? I just love any time Keith is fingering things. Okay, love your guys' show. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right, thank you for the call.
I miss Keith fingering the things.
I do remember that, and I forgot to bring it up because it was kind of like me trying to be cool type thing.
It's okay,
like,
you know, tell
I think
us.
It's like we're on the same page. I think it's what he was trying to say, but it was like he poked himself in the eye, and it was almost like what's that movie with John Travolta and he's doing the dance thing?
Saturday Night Fever?
No, Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, where I don't know what he was doing. In fact, I thought at first he was having a seizure or something, maybe a heat stroke or. But it's Keith, and Keith, you know, Keith's a good guy, so can't tip. But I think it
just stick to the plan.
I think the vote should have been Spencer. Without a doubt, should have been Spencer.
I also think that too. That brings us to some of our feedback.
About Cass. Why is she even talking to Tasha? It was Spencer and Joe she had to get. Why did she tick off Tasha?
Yeah. So this didn't make sense. A lot of it didn't make sense.
There must have been something that we didn't see, and I'm excited to hear more about that tomorrow. And so Craig on our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/group/JandJackGroups, asked, why did Sierra vote for Savage? So we kind of touched upon this, but why do you guys think that Sierra voted for Savage? It made no sense other than to maybe freak him out. Like, remember when Penner had that random Abby Maria vote just to freak her out?
Yeah, maybe we'll find out. Just it doesn't make sense.
It did seem to work for because he got a shock look. He did get like an angry look on his face. I think she was just mad.
Yeah, I kind of think that too. Where she thought, well, you know something, if I'm screwed, then I'm screwed, and stomp my foot. I'm gonna vote for this person because they're splitting the votes anyway.
If you're trying to win the game, that's not a good vote.
I agree.
Probably not, but
she gave a speech about trying to win the game. Again, it really didn't matter, but what if it did?
To be fair, Savage is also a big baby.
But she made a whole speech about you got to try to win the game. That vote was not trying to win the game.
Right.
Agreed.
And then Mandy wants to know, and big thanks to Mandy because she has a DVR, and I asked her to check on two things for me before this started, and that was Joe and Spencer's votes, and she confirmed that both of them voted for Sierra, so I guess they kept with Bayon strong.
Yeah.
So Mandy wants to know, and thank you, Mandy, did Wentworth vote Cass in hopes of getting in Bayon's good graces? So I don't know if you guys noticed, but Kelly Wentworth, who... you know, was shown to be in that four-person alliance with Cass and Sierra, voted for Cass. So do we...
Well, she's close with Keith, isn't she?
Well, she's also very close with Spencer.
Yeah, so they probably said, look, I'm voting for Cass.
And I think that Kelly is very playing it kind of safe right now, where she doesn't want to have to use her idol if she doesn't have to. She was a big fan of the game beforehand, so she knows how to play it. And she's probably just in that point where she knows that it's, unlike Cass, she knows that it's safer in this situation where you're not in danger to not put yourself in danger and not put yourself on the bottom of... she might be on the bottom of an alliance, but she's not in the minority one. So at the very least, it would buy her, what? If there, instead of four of them, there were three of them, it would buy her... three more votes.
Plus, she could win a challenge, and she has the idol, like you said.
Exactly.
I was going to say, too, with Spencer made it...
All she needs is one crack.
Spencer was smart not to flip, because if he would have flipped and they voted Tasha out, they still would have the numbers.
True.
Agreed. So he made a great... He really couldn't flip.
Very true. They would have. So that Bayon alliance is definitely going to be the one, obviously, the one to watch, because there's got to be cracks within it, because we know... that Steven is gung-ho about getting out Joe. It looks like Tasha and Savage and Jeremy aren't going anywhere, but do we know where Kimmy lies? Do we know who else is in that alliance?
Kimmy has a good chance to go to the final three, too.
I think so as well.
She does.
I think Kimmy might be there.
She can't win. She could be her or Abby.
Yeah, I don't think Joe will make it. I think that... The first time Joe doesn't win immunity, like I said, I think that that's probably going to be Steven's downfall, because he's going to go around and he's going to say, let's get out Joe, and Jeremy and Savage aren't going to be ready. But I think the second time Joe doesn't win immunity, he might be gone. So whether that's right. 2 weeks in a row after Steven goes with my theory, or it's closer to the very end. But if Joe makes it to the final three, I can see it being a close game. I don't know if I would see him winning, because we have not seen Joe portrayed in the edit as a strategic player, because we had that sequence tonight with Spencer literally drawing the plays like they're the football plays. And that doesn't, you know, paint Joe in the most positive strategic light. So I don't know if he would win. You have a group of people that are there because they appreciate the game. So I don't know if they would just give it to the golden boy.
I think if he wins the challenges and survives being a player having a target on his back and makes it to the final three, I think it depends on who he's going against, too. But I think he has to get it.
Right.
Well, because he has such a huge target on his back.
If he's there, you know, with Abby, Maria, and Keith, then he's... I think if anybody's there with them, they're probably going to win.
Even Cass said today, she said Abby can't win it.
Yes, she did.
She did. So. And that was very subtle, but Cass was right.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think next week is going to be even crazier than this week, because I think that Sierra is going to be spooked enough to not cause any trouble. And I think that Bayon alliance, right? Bayon strong is too strong. They've got to have cracks.
Well, Kate, I think Sierra now she has to do something, or she's gone.
Yeah.
Or they look at her and go, well, she's not much of a threat in the challenges.
I think she might shut up and put up for a little while.
That's the best play for her right now.
Because that's what Spencer did, and it worked for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
As the great Whitney Houston said, crack is whack. And let's get into it is time to tally the votes.
I don't even know where that came from.
Because we're talking about the cracks in the...
That's true.
In the game.
There's cracks.
So let's tally the votes from...
Too soon.
Hashtag too soon. Let's go to who we voted. Colleen, you said Fishback was going home.
It's too early for me to go home.
I got to survive.
I have never been so happy to get no points.
Yes, no points on that one. Jack, you picked Joe. And me, Jay, gets his second tally.
Oh, you picked Cass?
I picked Cass. So now... The tally count.
I don't know what it is. I have one person to remember, and I can never remember who I picked from week to week.
So I have two tally points. Jack has a big goose egg right now. And Colleen,
I thought I got a half.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want the half. I can give you the half.
I don't want it. I'm not here. I'm the opposite of Sierra. I'm not here to win.
No, I'll give you the half, because obviously it's a big... important thing to you. All right, so Jack with 0.5 and Colleen with 1. So me in first place, Colleen in second, and Jack in last. All right, now it's time to pick out who we think's going home in episode 8. Colleen?
I'm going to still stick with Steven.
Wow.
He's just getting such a terrible... Like
he is, but he's still around every week, which is crazy.
He's either going soon, or he's going to the final three, and he's going to be that person that gets destroyed in the final.
I heard he goes home next week because they're out of tissues.
this is my fucking chance.
He gets sand in his eyes from rubbing his eyes, and he's just.
I think he goes.
Right, so don't even say where else he gets sand.
He gets met.
Don't even say
I'm not
going
to say it. I was just going to say he's going to get sent home because he runs out of poems to talk about.
This is a red.
Violets are blue. I hate Joe. You should too.
There you go.
Jack, who's your pick to go home?
I'm going to keep saying Spencer, because I think either he wins it or someone finally goes, why are we keeping this guy around? He's too good of a player. So I say Spencer. Other than Joe, he's the biggest threat.
I'm going to try and go for the jugular here, get another point. I'm going to say Sierra's going home.
Oh,
that's a weak one.
Oh, my God. Between Sierra and Steven, oh, I'd be so upset.
Now,
what interesting people are left?
The more interesting people just come through the woodwork.
No, they're not.
All I gotta say is stick to the plan.
If you get rid of Cass, Sierra, and Steven all in a row, who is left to be interesting?
Jeremy. Jeremy's the man.
No,
and Savage.
Jeremy is nice to look at without a shirt.
What is
Jeremy's a good player.
But what has Steven said that's interesting so far?
Yeah, he's... other than, you know, being a big crybaby. Like, what is he bringing to the table?
He cried once. And you know what? Jeremy cried before him. And Savage cried before he did.
Well, to be fair, they were crying not about themselves.
Yeah, they're right. About, you know, missing their significant others.
No, they were crying over hot model wives.
My wife is pregnant.
Yeah.
My child is soon to be here. Yeah, okay.
For legitimate reasons.
It's my second chance.
Oh, my God. If he gets voted off, can he just, like, kind of say that like a dying, you know?
You know something?
But this was my second chance.
That's what's going to be on his tombstone, him
and
Spencer.
You know something? I am very close to telling you to go F yourself.
All right.
That would be a cool tombstone.
No, it wouldn't
be. I wish I got a second chance.
Well, that'd be funny.
All right. So who will win it all? We still have all of our players in the game. So, Colleen, your Kelly Wentworth is still in there.
Uh-huh.
Action Jackson, Wigglesworth is still in the game.
Who's had maybe 3 minutes of airtime this whole season.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing for your
I think it's a good
chances?
Thing. I think she had to fly under the radar to win.
I agree. And my pick, Jeremy, is still in the game. So, there you go.
I still say, from a standpoint, from a Survivor fan, Wigglesworth should win because she was the first one to finish in second. It's second chances. And if she just had Sue on her side, she would have won it. So I think she deserves to win the second chance Survivor episode.
As long as in like the final tribal council, she goes, but this is my second chance. Guys. All right. That is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Big thanks to Colleen for taking the notes and leading the recap this week. You did a fantastic job. Round of applause. Round of applause. Great job.
Unlike Dietz. Just like Dietz.
At the end of each episode, we've sent out a special thanks to those patrons that contribute a significant amount to the show. And that goes out to Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter. Big thanks to you guys, and big thanks to all 94 of our patrons that make these shows possible. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can do that over at patreon.com/jayandjack, patreon.com/jayandjack. Also, thank you so much for Shut Up Tim for calling in today, and we accept all phone calls, and you can give us a call at
all denominations of phone calls.
385-309-0311. Call anytime. And for those of you that maybe saw Colleen post 385-209, I have no idea why she did that.
I texted that to Shandy and Tim.
Okay. 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Also, you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. And join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup for all fun TV show discussions, including our Survivor thread and all of our other threads. And we talk a lot about different TV shows for different podcasts. So we have The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy. We have this one. We have The Leftovers with Jay and Jack. Later on this fall, Game of Thrones with Jay,
Vinyl's
Jack, and Nick.
Coming back.
What's coming back?
Vinyl. You see, people have said they want a Vinyl podcast.
That's great. I'm happy for them. And also, Married Man Show, The Ramblecast, and The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. If you haven't checked out our interview podcast with Rob Cesarino, check it out. Great guy. Always a fun time talking to him. We talked about Survivor, the Mets. This was before the World Series started.
Before the first game. It was that night of the first game.
It was.
I think you could just skip that part now, though.
Well,
spoiler alert, they lost.
Could hear him being hopeful.
Hopeful and happy. And
but,
just,
you know, you look at Kansas City, look at that whole city. Like, they were just, that was great. I was happy for Kansas City. Not that I had anything against the Mets. I liked the Mets. I wouldn't have been upset.
Why do you hate Rob and the Mets?
I like the Mets. I really do.
I don't get this hate.
I don't like the Yankees, but I like the Mets.
I
all right. That is it for this week's show. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.